All right. Hi again, I'm Tim DeFranco from the University of Michigan. This is a question for Dr. Mason. At Los Alamos, the housing, there's kind of been an issue trying to find affordable housing and moving people in. Also for internships and getting workforce development there. What steps is Lionel taking right now to kind of help with that housing issue?
Yeah, well, I said last year we hired 2,500 people, and we've added net 5,000 staff in the last 5 years. Turns out all those people want someplace to live. They want schools that their kids can go to and those sorts of things. We do offer powder skiing on the lab campus, so there's some offsetting thing. But, you know, this is a challenge because, you know, we're in a less populated part of the country. So we maybe don't have the pure cost challenges of the Bay Area, but we have a scarcity problem. So it's not even necessarily a cost issue. It's just finding a place. One of the things we've been doing is just relentlessly communicating with the community, with the developers, about our hiring plans over the years, and that has started to bear fruit. There's more housing developments under construction, both in Los Alamos and particularly the south side of Santa Fe. You know, what we're hearing from the developers in Santa Fe is about 40% of what they're building is being occupied by laboratory employees. So that's helping. The other thing that we've done is we've expanded our footprint off the hill because Los Alamos is kind of landlocked. Basically, you've got, it's a beautiful, wonderful location, Santa Fe National Forest, Bandelier National Monument, the lab, San Ildefonso, none of that is ever going to be developed. So the development that's happening in Los Alamos is mostly brownfield building up. And that's great to see. There is space on the south side of Santa Fe, and one of the things we've been doing is expanding the laboratory footprint to Santa Fe. We've leased some buildings close to the interstate transportation, and we're using those as teleworking hubs. We're making a lot of use of telework. And that helps because it expands the commuting footprint. It's a pretty long drive from Rio Rancho, Bernalillo County, down in the Albuquerque area where James is, all the way up to Los Alamos. But if you're working in Santa Fe, it's, you know, a much more doable thing. And so that can help as well. And we're actually exploring, since we've sort of done these initial experiments with lease facilities, and that's proven to be successful, we're exploring opportunities to maybe do a little bit more. There are some things that have to be at the lab, high hazard work. You know, we have some specialized facilities, the safety environment, the security environment for that. But there's a lot of stuff that we do that does not need that really high rent space on the Mesa. And so I think by expanding our footprint, you know, in addition to giving us space that we need for all the people that are doubled and tripled up in offices, it helps us in terms of expanding the footprint of places that people can live.
Could say we hire from Michigan.
Yeah. We hire from Michigan too.